This is KCUR 89.3. New data from the Washington Post suggests that the Kansas City area is missing out on some $10 million a week from government contracts as the government shutdown stretches on. And that's in addition to the thousands of federal workers not getting paid. As KCUR's Andrea Tudhope reports, missed paychecks for contractors and employees alike have placed a heavy burden on both budgets and families.
Marvin Lewis has worked for the IRS for 20 years. It's definitely not his first shutdown, but it may be the hardest.
Just trying to explain to my youngest kids why I'm not going to work. It's a little tough.
Lewis is one of thousands of government workers in the Kansas City area who have now missed their second paycheck. Many are on the job without pay, others are furloughed, but they will eventually get that money back. Government contractors will not.
I feel like my life is on hold.
Tiffany Stanfill of Oak Grove, Missouri, is a paralegal for the Commodities Futures Trading Commission.
I feel like I'm just sitting still in the middle of a world that's not really moving either. It's the strangest feeling I've ever had. And I don't know what direction is right and which direction is wrong.
Every day, Stanfill wakes up to a daunting email.
Staff who are in the office today are to stop work immediately, secure their workspace, and leave the CFTC facility.
She uses it as a daily reminder to get online, open her time card, and enter her hours. 0.0. I asked her what it was like to get that first email.
Confirmation of a nightmare.
Stanfill took the job just months before the shutdown began. It was a pay increase, and she needed the money. She's raising five children by herself. After her ex-husband broke his back, she lost child support. Soon after that, she got an eviction notice. She thought she was getting things in order when she took the job contracting for the government. She had no idea what was in store.
I didn't have time to get back on my feet at all. I feel like I took one step forward only to take 10 steps back.
She took out a personal loan to keep the townhouse they live in. Cable and internet are gone. Even under the best circumstances, supporting five kids is a challenge. Stanfill has just stopped paying bills.
At this point, I feel compelled to hold on to the money that I have and deal with things as they start exploding. I don't know when this is going to end, and I may not be able to feed my children if I do that. Because once I deplete that money, it's gone.
Unlike federal employees, contractors have the freedom to find other work. Stanfill says she loves her job, but she has been looking. She's applied for more than 20 jobs, though she's not exactly holding her breath.
I mean, I'm sure they're not exactly jumping on the train to hire us. They're waiting for us to return.
But as it is, she says she feels bound to her current employer and not out of loyalty. To make up for the furlough, the company offered everyone 40 hours of vacation time. She had to take it, but now she's stuck working there another 8 months to make that up. If she leaves for another job, she'll have to pay it back to the company out of pocket. In many ways, Stanfill feels just as trapped as federal workers.
As a government worker, you have to report that you have a second job, so that stops me in the meantime, too. I'm still stuck.
That's Nakia Jefferson. She's a clerk for the IRS. She's also a single mom and has struggled to make ends meet for herself and her three young kids since the shutdown began. Groups around Kansas City have offered everything from free tickets to the symphony to free meals at local restaurants, but Jefferson can barely afford to leave the house. She lives in an apartment subsidized by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. With HUD shut down, she figured her apartment manager would understand that she simply couldn't pay rent. That hasn't been the case.
She don't care how I get it. I have to come up with something.
She just got what's likely to be her last SNAP benefits to buy food. She says she doesn't have savings to tap into. She doesn't even have a bank account. On top of that, her mom and a few of her aunts work for the government too. So she doesn't have anywhere to turn. She left her job at a payday lender last year to work for the IRS, which she thought was the smart thing to do for her family. Now she wishes she hadn't.
Sometimes I'll regret even working for the government.
She's not alone. Even as the Senate is set to vote Thursday on competing bills to end the government shutdown, federal employees and contractors in Kansas City are increasingly anxious. Many, like Jefferson, who previously felt honored to work for the government, say they are now losing hope in it. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.